Good evening. So last week, we spent time discussing the prohibition, as was hinted to in the Zohar Kaddish last week's Farshah, that it is problematic to give a date, a final calculation of when Mashiach is going to come. And I think we did a pretty good job bringing proof after proof from Gemaras and Rishonim and Achronim why it's problematic, how it's not even possible to have a date for the coming of Mashiach, that the Kates is hidden, that it's hidden from everyone, no matter who you are. And we gave so many sources discussing the Isser and the impossibility of giving a date of when Mashiach is going to come. And now, for the next few minutes that we have together, we're going to turn that on its head. And this evening, we're going to give a defense, and we're going to give a history, as we mentioned before, of those who have given dates for the coming of Mashiach, and we'll explain where they were coming from, and how it fits with the many sources and the Gemara and Sanhedrin that we discussed last time, that said it was problematic to talk about a date that when Mashiach is going to come. So first let's discuss five cases. They're not here on the sheet, but five cases that are pretty famous, that most people here know about, of people who calculated the coming of Mashiach. The Gemara Masechet Daf Nun Vav famously says that Yaakov Bikesh Lagalos HaZaket, Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his sons about the date, the time when Mashiach is going to come. That would seem to imply, on its most simple level, that Yaakov did have an understanding. He did know a date. Now, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that to him in Ruach HaKodesh, but we do see that it is possible to know the date. The Rokeach writes in Koheles, in his Perish in Paraches, Pasuk Zayin, that Yosef HaTzadik also knew the Kates. Yosef HaTzadik knew the date when Mashiach is going to come. The Psik de Rabasi in Perek Lamed Beis says that Daniel, of fame from the book of Daniel, knew when Mashiach was going to come. The Medrash Rabbah says he knew it, but he forgot it. The Ibn Ezra and Daniel says that Daniel never knew it. He writes that in Perek Yud Aleph, at the end of Perek Yud Aleph. So maybe Daniel did know it, maybe he didn't know it, but that's a third person who knew when Mashiach was going to come. The Gemara in Ksuvos Kuf Yud Aleph says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made all the Nevi'im swear that they would not reveal the time of the coming Mashiach, implying what? That they knew it, that they had a date, that they had an understanding of when Mashiach would come. And finally, a famous Gemara in the beginning of Megillah, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says that Yonas ben Uziel wanted to write a translation on Ksuvos, on Ksuvim, not Ksuvos, that's the Gemara, Ksuvim, the last third of Tanakh. And a bas kol, a voice came out from Shemaim and said that you've already revealed enough. You can't write any more of your chedushim on Ksuvim. Navi was enough for Yonas ben Uziel. Ask the Gemara, why was he allowed to reveal the deep secret translation of Nevi'im but not Ksuvim? So the translation of Ksuvim, says the Gemara, contains the times of the coming of Mashiach. But we see that Yonas ben Uziel was privy to that information. So we know five people already who do have the possibility or did know when Mashiach is going to come. That seems to go against many of the sources we saw last time that said that it's impossible, that it's hidden, Yom Nikbam Belibo, that the day of revenge in Hashem is Hashem's heart, the Pasuk in Yeshaya. This seems to go against this idea. Rav Shimon Vaknin was a contemporary Darshan, so he writes in his Na'a Darshan, source number one, in Os Kuf Chaf Aleph, he says something very interesting. He says, Vani Omer, Hakavana Latzadikim Shnikram Lev Kamashakasu Vazal Al Pi Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach. He says that there are special tzadikim who do have access to this information. Why? Because the pasuk says Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, that the tzadik is compared to like a tamar, a palm tree. Ma tamar ein lo ela lev echad, just like the palm tree only has one heart, we eat it. It's called the heart of the palm, right? We eat it in salads. So the palm tree has one heart. It has one central piece going through it. So too, the tzaddikim ein lehem ela lev echal avim shabbat shemayim. So tzaddikim know what is in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They know the deep secrets that Hashem has not revealed to anybody else. They saw that other people write this as well. But says the Na'a Dorish, beautifully, we said previously, in the Pasuk of Yeshaya, it says that the Yom Nikmam is the day of revenge is in Hashem's lave, in Hashem's heart. So he says, but great tzaddikim, they know it's in Hashem's heart, because tzaddik katamar yifrach, the tzaddik knows what's in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A very interesting approach to this idea. There is a very important book that we quoted last called the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, written by one of the Balei Tosfos. One of the Balei Tosfos did a Shelas Chalom, where he did a form of asking questions in a dream in Shemayim. He wanted to know what the future was. That was in Siman Ayin Beis, and we said previously that this he asked 72 questions. For all 72 questions, this very chashuv rav for 71 of the 72 questions, this rabbi got an answer, but for the last question, no answer was given. So there is a very important Torah figure in the last 150 years. His name is Rav Reuven Margolius. Reuven Margolius was a librarian, and he had tremendous bekiyas, tremendous knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula. Every single area of Torah was in front of him, was accessible. Really an amazing, amazing personality. He's important for his Chidushim on Sanhedrin, the Margolios Hayam, anyone who learned Masechah Sanhedrin, the daf will get there in a while, but anyone who's learned the Masechah Sanhedrin has used the Margolios Hayam, his encyclopedic work on that Gemara, and he has notes on this Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. And on this Tshuva, is a very, very long Tshuva. And there, he goes on to list all, not all, but many, many great people who did in fact go against the Gemara and Sanhedrin and give a calculation for when Mashiach is going to come. And they gave dates, black and white dates, dates on the calendar that you can point to and say, the Mashiach is going to come by this time. And he goes on to discuss what we're trying to do tonight. How is this possible? Sources indicating pro and con. So what I want to do is I did all the work for you. You have here in front of you a spreadsheet. And on this spreadsheet, I picked out things that are not included on his list as well. This is more than Rav Reuven Margolius' list. And I ordered for you in the order of when the people lived, which pretty much also correlates somewhat to the dates given. So the dates are also kind of in order, somewhat, based on when they lived, because we'll see why that makes sense in a second. But in addition, this is in the order, historically, of when these Rabbanim lived, and the dates that they gave, I did it in common era, to save everyone here from having to do the calculation, to figure out from the Hebrew calendar to the English calendar. By the way, an important date, a number everyone should know, whenever anyone wants to calculate the Hebrew calendar to the Gregorian calendar, you just need to know one number, that is 1240. If you take whatever number it is in the Hebrew calendar and you add 1240, so you'll come up with that number. So example, we're in Tufshin, Ayin Vav, and if you add 1240 to 741, you'll get 2016. So that's the number you only need to know, but I did all the math for you on the sheet. So let's begin in order from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's actually a number of statements in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that seem to give dates. The first is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in Sanhedrin Sadi Zayin Amid Beis. He says that Mashiach is going to come in 187 CE. That's the date that he gives. And in all these cases, they have psukim. They have psukim to back this up for their tradition, their Masorah. We're not going to go into the psukim. You can look in the Gemaras and these sources I'm going to cite here. You can get into the nitty-gritty of these dates on your own. The next is Zohar and Bracious on Kuf Lamatesim and Beis, which says it's going to come in 1648. And that was obviously very problematic because not only did Mashiach not come in 1648, but the worst event until the Holocaust, which is the Gzeros Tachbetat, the Chalasi massacres occurred in 1648, and this was considered to be a very confusing and difficult thing for many Jews at that time, because they knew what the Zohar said, and that not only did Mashiach not come, but worse things of Mashiach coming happened, the total opposite, and this is what caused a lot of turmoil for the Jewish people. On Daf Kuf Yud Zayin in the Zohar and Bracious, it says 1840. That's another important date because a lot of the, in Hasidus, they looked back and said this was a time when the wellsprings of knowledge entered the world. There was revolutions in thinking and science in this period, and they view that to be some sort of in step with the coming of Mashiach as well. Next, Rabbi Chanina writes there in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, according to Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel, the Mashiach will come by 468. Another Braisa cited in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah there says the Mashiach will come in 471. The Gemara in Sanhedrin cites there the opinion of Rabbi Hoseinu, our rabbis, who said the Mashiach would come by 1468. Next, the Gemara in Sanhedrin cites Rav Simlai. Rav Simlai there says that Mashiach would come by 1478, 10 years later. Then we have a parchment that was found in Rome that the Gemara in Sanhedrin cites there as well. Megillah Shenimsa Beginze Romi. There was a parchment that was found in Rome, and that said, according to different Girsos, according to the Vilna Gaon, either 1631 or 471, depending on how one reads the Gemara, and then the Gemara gives the opinion of Eliyahu HaNavi, which you would think is a pretty good opinion, because Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to announce Mashiach, and based on Eliyahu HaNavi, it said 490. Okay, obviously we've passed all of these dates in history. Then we take a leap forward. The first major commentary, the first major opinion outside of the Gemara to discuss this is Rav Sajagon. Rav Sajagon, in his Amunos Videos, his classic work of Hashkaf and philosophy, writes in the Maimar Shmini, in the eighth piece, he says that based on a calculation in the Pasuk in Daniel, that would have come in 1403, and this became famous because most people don't read Rav Sajagon, but most people do read Rashi. And Rashi in Daniel and Perek Zion cites Rav Sajagon, and therefore that's where Rav Sajagon's opinion became famous for saying it would come in 1403. Rashi himself later on in Daniel and Perek Yud Beis of Aleph says that it would come in 1358. And then the Rambam, who we spent a lot of time on last week discussing how the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Melachim says it's Usur, and he cites the Gemara, and it's foolish and we shouldn't do these things. So the Rambam himself, in his Igeres Teman, the letter he wrote to the Jews of Yemen when they're under tremendous persecution, so he writes, very interestingly, at the end of the third chapter, he says, Yesh etzlenu kabbalah gedola v'nifla, kabalti yosam e'avi, I have a tremendous Kabbalah, an amazing idea that I heard from my father, who heard from his father and his father's father all the way back, that Mashiach would come in 1213. And we asked him, what does this mean? How could the Rambam do such a thing? He said it's problematic. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Likutei Sichos, and Rav Reuven Margolios, and the Kesis HaSofer, which is a commentary, another commentary on the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, all try to make the Rambam Shtim fit with what he writes in his Halachos versus what he wrote in this letter. It could be, as we'll see later on, that the Rambam was trying to give the people of Yemen chizik, and therefore he did something that was maybe against his nature because he was trying to uplift them. Next, Ravi Dan Yosef Ibn Yechia, who was one of the great Rishonim. He wrote a Perush on Daniel. He said that Mashiach was going to come in 1940. Okay, obviously, that's also very problematic because that is in the middle of the Holocaust. And that would also raise very serious issues, just like with Gezeiras Tachmetz. The Ramban in Brachos in Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, gives a date as well in 1358. We don't really discuss this Ramban because this is where the Ramban discusses Kabbalah and deeper aspects of the Torah, and this is where usually Art Scroll in his translation will say that this is the Kabbalistic piece and we don't translate this. No, sorry. So that's why most people are not aware of this sheet of the Ramban. The Chassam Sofer discusses this calculation of the Ramban in a tshuva in Chelek Vav, Simen Samach Aleph. Rabbeinu Bachya copies the Ramban as well, and his commentary as well, in the same Pasuk, saying 1358 via Barbanel, in his Mayanei HaYeshua, which is his commentary and his discussion of Sefer Daniel. So he writes in Yud Beis, Beis through Gimel, the Mashiach will come in 1534. Next, the Arizal writes in Likutei Torah, the Chidushim on the Torah, written by his Talmud Rav Chaim Vital and Parshas Miketz, that would come in 1976. The Emek HaMelech, who's a student of Rav Chaim Vital, you can read more about him in the Shema Gedolim of the Chidah. So he says the Mashiach will come in 1648, in line with the Zohar said in Brachos. The Megali Amukos, the famous Rav of Krakow, who was buried in the Krakow Cemetery, in the Ramah Cemetery, you can go visit his kever nowadays. He was known for his deep Kabbalistic ideas on Chumash and Gematrias and Rosh Tevos. So he writes in Parshas Lech Lecha, he says 1710, where Avraham Avinu says Bama Eda. Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know when my children are going to be revealed? So he has a whole cheshbon, a whole calculation, and he says Mashiach will come in 1710. Says the Chesed Avram, Rav Avram Azulai, he says the year 2000. Okay, the Yalka Ruveni in Parshas Noach and Zion Yud Zion says the year 2000 as well. Yorachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Pinchas in Perachav Vav Pasuk Yud Tes says that Mashiach will come in 1740. Now that's very interesting because I think that's in the lifetime of the Yorachayim HaKadosh, and I think that's also when around the time when he made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael the next year. Because he must have felt that Mashiach was on his way, and therefore he left for Eretz Yisrael following the year of his calculation. The Tolos Yaakov Yosef, in Parshas Kisisa, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the first expositor and teacher of Hasidus outside of the Baal Shem Tov himself, the first printed works of Hasidus. So he writes the Mashiach will come in 1941. The Or HaGadol in Parshas Vayechi says 1906. The Baal HaTanya said 1848. We'll get back to that date in a second. Actually, we'll talk about it right now. The Baal HaTanya felt that it was going to become in 1848, and it passed, but what happened was that was the first time that his Chidushim on the Torah were published, and therefore in Chabad they feel that that's like an aspect of the coming of Mashiach when the Chidushim on the Torah, the Baal HaTanya, were published. Next, says the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Toldos on the Pasuk of Vayomer Yaakov, he says 1810 is when Mashiach is going to come. That's also interesting because that's in his lifetime. So I don't know how the Chasam Sofer related to that. The Malbim, famously, in Daniel, in Perek Zayin, Chafhei, says that Mashiach will come in 1913. That's after he passed away. He passed away at the turn of the century. And then in Chabad, the Rebbe Rashab said 1906, and the Rebbe Rayat said 1943, which is soon after, right when he passed away. So again, many, many Talmidei Chacham, everyone on this list certainly has the credentials, is entitled to an opinion. No one beside here is not under the rubric, the category of Gedolei Gedolei Yisrael. And they all gave dates, they all gave times unequivocally. And as we see, we are still sitting in Galus, because of our many, many sins. And Mashiach has not come. And with this in mind, we need to try to understand as best as we can, how could these great people go against the Isser, the prohibition of calculating the Kates, the time for the coming of Mashiach? So we're going to suggest now five possible explanations, five possible approaches to defend what these great Tanayim, Amorayim, Rishonim, Achronim, Gedolei Hador did in giving dates for the coming of Mashiach. Let's begin. The most popular one I found is in the Ramban in the Sefer HaGeula. This is also true for the Radvaz. The Maharal, the Netzach Yisrael says this as well. And many, many, many Achronim cite this idea as follows. Reb Chaim Kievsky writes this in his Derech Sicha on page Reish Aleph. And he says that it's only a problem to say Mashiach is going to come in a definitive term. That this is for sure, no questions asked, the time when Mashiach is going to come. But if you look at these sources, these Gedolim are essentially hedging their bets. They're saying it's possible this might be an appropriate time, it's Mesugal, this is the time of Mashiach. What? This is a time when it could come faster. There's a better time. If we worked harder, it would be more propitious that Mashiach would come in these events. This is the general understanding of most of the Rishonim and Achronim who try to defend what happened. And they say that it's not a definitive date in stone. This is a time based on the Pesukim of the Torah or based on our traditions where it might be more appropriate to push. We have more opportunity to bring Mashiach in those years. The Abarbanel, it is a Mayanei HaYeshua, this is source number 2, says as follows, V'yitzrach gam bezeh ha'iyin tanai, achar ben shia al pi kisve ha'kodesh, v'kufiyam ha'rechas ha'shemaymas. So the Abarbanel says that the Isser is only done if it's with astrology. But if you do it with Tanakh, then it's allowed. Meaning the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying only using astrology, but using the Psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed himself is not a problem whatsoever. The third approach is the Rambam himself. The Rambam's piece is very long when he gets to the point, so I'm not going to bring it, I'm going to summarize it. But the Rambam in that letter says that as a Horas Shah, at a time of need, when Klai Yisrael are low and weak, you are allowed to reveal these things. The Rambam clearly understands that it's possible to know the date against many of the sources we saw last time, but he says even if you do know the date, you shouldn't. But if you have a tradition and people need chizuk, they need to be uplifted to look towards something, towards the coming of Mashiach, then you're allowed to reveal a date that you are aware of. Next. The fourth explanation is the Ramban in the Sefer HaGeula. He writes in Perek Dal in source number 4. Actually, I just want to go back to source number 3. I want to quote from Rav Ishmael Morgenstern, who's a well-known mashpi in Eretz Yisrael. He writes in his Yam HaChachma, the current journal that's put out from his base medrash, in Tavshin Samach Zayin, on page 18 in the introduction. Listen to what he writes. Beautifully, in just a beautiful Lashon HaKodesh. I just want to get people to work on their Avodas Hashem. That which the books have revealed to us in the times of the coming of Mashiach. Ha'inyan hu de'osam hazmanim shedibru hubiru behem hanem bevechinas zmanim misugalim. These are times that are misugal. These are times where it's possible for the coming of Mashiach. V'yeshna minei avodos u'bechinos ha'shaychas osam hazmanim. And there are things that you can do at those times to move things along. V'elu ha'bechinos ha'misareres misugalos lahavi Mashiach. This is the time of misugalos lahavi Mashiach. Times where things are better lined up to bring Mashiach. Ubitznai shenishma la'atzos ha'tzadikim amitim. As long as you listen to the tzadikim, ha'megalmanu b'choleis ha'nekud ha'bechina, where we should work on avodas Hashem. Again, going back to the first point, that these are times where we should look to and try to work on ourselves if we know that these are dates given for the coming of Mashiach. That goes back to number one. Again, number two was only with Tanakh is allowed, astrology is not allowed. Three, the Rambam says it's allowed to give chizik. The fourth is the Ramban in the Sefer Gulim Perek Dal. He says as follows in source number four. V'achshav b'tlu mimenu tainus ha'elam mimasha anachma b'achris hayamim. He says, we are the achris hayamim, writes the Ramban. The Ramban is writing this 800 years ago. Shekvar hayu acherim anshei torasenu shechirbu b'zeh sfarim. People have written books about this. V'lachein ein migras l'amba amareinu gam anachnu da'atenu b'nyan hazeh ulai yelahem tosefes tova. He says there's what to do. He says the only problem is when we're distant from the gula. But if we're close to the coming of Mashiach, then you're allowed to reveal the time, says the Ramban. When the Malbim published his Chedushim HaDaniel, and he was attacked publicly for giving a time for the coming Mashiach, so the Malbim defended himself. The defense that the Malbim gave was written up in the Eim HaBadim Smecha of Rosh Shlomo Tachtal. There's in Perek Beis in Simen Chaf. And he gives a mashal. He says, if a person goes on a long trip, and he knows you're going on a long trip, you're driving cross country, and you get in the car, the person turns on the ignition, steps on the gas, pulls out of the driveway, and then his son in the backseat says, how much longer until we're there? So, at that point, the trip has barely been started, and the father is already upset with the kids, and he already wants to turn back. We just pulled out of the driveway, and you're asking how long until we're there? What is going on? What a foolish question. So to ask when Mashiach is coming when we're so far away, says the Malbim, that's foolish. But as we're getting closer and closer, and we're living in a time where miraculous things are coming, the Mashiach is on his way. So if you're driving cross country, and you enter California, and you want to know how many hours until you get to LA, so then it's appropriate to ask how long there's more to the trip. That makes sense, because you're almost there. So therefore, says the Malbim, that's why he felt it was appropriate to reveal the times of the coming Mashiach in the era that he did. The fifth explanation is a beautiful mashal given in the Sipuri Chasidim of Rav Zevin in Parshas Vayechi. He quotes from the Chozon Lublin. This is in the last source. Amar pam al tzadikim shahanach mechashvi akitzen shal Mashiach tzidkenu. The Chozon Lublin was talking about those tzadikim who calculated the coming of Mashiach. Afal pi shalom niskaimu divrehem v'cheshvan oseim v'kitzayim. Even though their calculations didn't work. Shekavanu asam sholosam tzadikim kachu. What was their intention when they gave dates? Lefi hadin, because the halacha is ben shiroa ba'aviv she'enu oseh kishura. If a child sees his father acting in a way that is not appropriate, asur lo mishum kibud av, it is forbidden for this child to turn to the parent lomar lo and to say to him shu oseh shelo kedin, to outright say that the parent is acting incorrectly. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis, the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredei Asim and Reishonam says that if a child sees a parent not following halacha, he should say in such a way, Abba, kach v'kach kasa b'Torah. I saw that it says such and such in the Torah. I saw that it says such and such in Shulchan Aruch and Gemara. He should not outright say, you are wrong, that is disrespectful, but rather show him that this is what I learned, and how do your actions fit with what it says in the Torah, in a more respectful, kinder, more gentler way to rebuke the parents. Now, those are the halachas of Kibud Av Aim, no questions. Says the Chos of Lublin, beautifully, and therefore the tzaddikim who want to show their Father in heaven, Shirachem al bano vigalo sam bekarov, that he should have mercy on his children, and he should redeem them quickly. Hey mechad shem ezekates, they came up with a time for the coming of Mashiach. Va'osim al zeremes b'pasuk b'tanach, and they found a source for their calculation with a pasuk in Tanach. Umiramzim lakadosh baruch hu, Abba, kach kasuv b'torah. And they said, Father, Avinu Shabashamayim, it says so and so in Yeshaya. It says such and such in Daniel. It says in the Torah. Doesn't that mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's time for Mashiach to come? And therefore, says the Chozo Lublin, when they gave the calculation, it wasn't a definitive calculation. Their calculation was a tefillah. It was a hope from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem would bring Mashiach by showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his own Torah where it hints to the coming of Mashiach. A beautiful idea. The Bnei Yisrael writes in Chodesh Sivan, Hey Yud Tes. He says, all of these dates that we discussed so far, when Mashiach comes, it will be revealed that they were all dates that were steps along the way towards the process of the coming of Mashiach. I want to discuss two more inyanim. The first is the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon had an understanding of when Mashiach was going to come. I don't have it here on the sheets because it involves a lot of Kabbalah that we're not going to discuss inside. In the Kovetz Yeshurun, the Yeshurun Torah Journal, in Volume 4, on page Tafshin Yotes, it has a Kabbalah from the Vilna Gaon. And it says, the Gra, in his Perish on the Safed Tzniusa, the Book of Kabbalah in Parakeh, and his Perish on the Tikkuni Zohar in Daf Nun Zayin, seems to write that he knows a date for the coming Mashiach, and then he asks those who understand what he's writing not to reveal it to others. And he says, those who know what I'm writing will understand it. And if you do understand it, don't tell it to other people. And there's a Kabbalah from the Vilna Gaon that he knew the date. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld explained that because the Gra learned Torah Lishma, he merited Mina Shemayim that no area of Torah would be closed to him, and therefore it was revealed to him when Mashiach would come. And the Kovetz called Torah in the Chodesh Nisan, Tavshin and Ches, on page 32. It has a record from Chaskel Abramsky who said that when he was a young man, he spoke with Rav Chaim Soloveitchik about the time that the Vilna Gaon gave. And Rav Chaim felt that Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik felt that he had a Kabbalah from Rav Chaim Volozhin, the famous student of the Vilna Gaon, that Rav Chaim Volozhin also knew the calculation of the Vilna Gaon. And the Chazon Ish is cited in his Maisa Ish in Chelek Gimel on page Kuf Pei Zayin as follows, as saying that whoever gives the dates for the coming Mashiach, whoever says doesn't really know, and whoever knows wouldn't say anyway. That was the approach of the Chazon Ish when it came to giving dates for the coming of Mashiach. Finally, I just want to end with two different approaches to when the Gemara says, L'tefach ruchan shalmach shevei kitzin, that people should suffer when they give, they calculate the kates, the end time. So the Gemara gives two different approaches that I saw that give a different twist on this very famous Gemara. Rav Avram Elimelech Shapiro, in his Mishas Chacham and Os Kuf Yud Zayin, explains that this is referring to those people who think they do their mitzvos completely. That a person says, I'm perfect in this mitzvah. I have the case. I have the end. I've done this mitzvah perfectly. I daven perfectly. I learn perfectly. I put on tefillin perfectly. I wave lulav perfectly. I listen to shofar perfectly. Everything I do is perfectly. This person is machshiv haketz. He's calculated the end. He knows the end already of his avodas Hashem. And he tries to, this person is incorrect. In the Knesset Yisrael and Avos and Perek Gimel, he says it refers to parents. Helicopter parents who micromanage every single aspect of their children's lives. They're machshavi kates, right? They calculate the end time. I know when my kid's going to go to college and what he's going to be. He's going to be a doctor and he's going to be an orthopedist and he's going to live in this house, in this community, and he's going to retire over here and have this many kids. He says parents who are machshavi hakates, they calculate what the end is going to be for their children, so then they're going to be disappointed at the end of days. In the Bnei Yehudin, Sagar Shal Pesach says, that's referring to those people who say that the Jewish people have reached their case. That the Pew report comes out and says that, you know, the Jewish people are done, in this area the Jewish people are done, and this isn't good, and in a few years they're not going to be this Jewish people over here. So those people who count the Jewish people out, they also will be disappointed. In the Torah Menachem, the Lubavitcher Rebbe is recording the Chelek Aleph in page Yud Ches, that the Maharash once asked his father why Mashiach had not come in the year that the Balatanya proposed in 1848. So his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, answered his son that in that year, as we said before, the Lakutei Torah, the Chedushim of the Lubavitcher, of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, I know it's not the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the first Rebbe of Chabad, were published in that year in 1848. And therefore he was implying that this is a significant step in the coming of Mashiach. So the Maharash responded to his father, but we want Mashiach literally. It's not enough to want dates or occurrences or steps in the coming of Mashiach. We want Mashiach literally. And therefore, the people who have calculated, well, even though it seems perhaps they went against the Gemara, and I think we've defended them in a very strong way this evening, and saying that they did was all the Shem Shemayim, and was based in sources, perhaps, and even Al Pi Halacha, those people were acting because they wanted Mashiach literally. They didn't want images of Mashiach, and they didn't want ideas of Mashiach. They wanted Mashiach mamish, literally. And it should be through the learning of Torah and the discussing of the Ketayamim and the Inyani Mashiach, the Mashiach should come, Bekarov, Amen.